the first necessity, if we wish to arrive at the truth of this matter, is to be clear on what we mean by war. The technical definition of war is any action taken to impose your will upon an enemy or to prevent him from imposing his will upon you. You will, I think, recognize at once that this definition of war makes the motive, rather than the method, the important matter to consider. I am much afraid that more energy is devoted at the present time to the endeavor to modify the methods of war than to removing the motive for war. If we recognize this, we shall be in a better position to realize that we are never at peace, that only the form of war changes. And if I am not mistaken, the seeds of war are in every village. I suppose most statesmen at the present time would agree that their primary problem is to increase employment and to induce trade prosperity for their own nationals. Once this, the common theory of international trade, is assumed, we have, I believe, set our feet upon a road whose only end is war. That is endeavoring to impose your will upon an adversary, and is economic war. And economic war has always ultimately resulted in military war. Military war is an intensification of economic war, and differs only in method and not in principle. The armaments industry, for instance, provides employment and high wages to at least the same extent that it provides profits to employers.
Hi folks, this is Martin with Kaput Radio. This is just a short program as a response to major conflicts we have now in Gaza, Ukraine, Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, non-government conflicts in a number of Latin American countries with huge population migrations away from zones of drug wars. And we can also notice tension building around Asia with China, Japan, North and South Korea, and numerous conflicts besieging African nations. Today's show will list major arms traders with quoted sales figures from 2012 demonstrating that war is very profitable and lift your country GDP, thereby growing financially out of the global financial recession. While European leaders demand of Russia ceasefire agreements in the Ukraine, several European nations continue to supply military and security products to Russia. While John Kerry from the US demands a ceasefire between the Palestinian people and Israel, the US continues to supply military products to Israel. While an Israeli company provides the security equipment and personnel to the blockade of Gaza and the West Bank territories, the same company provides the US with similar products to guard the US-Mexican border. The sad fact is that the following quoted figures of profit obtained are the reason that several national economies are now recovering from the global financial crisis, or better named, the Big Recession. These monies are providing employment wages and are stimulating their respective economies. Here are the numbers listed in order of magnitude. Number 1. Lockheed Martin. Arms sales in 2012, $36 billion. Total sales, $47.2 billion. Profits in 2012, $2.7 billion. Employment, 120,000 employees. Number 2. Boeing. Arms sales, 2012, $27.6 billion. Total sales, $81.7 billion. 2012 profits were $3.9 billion and 174,400 people employed. Number 3. BAE Systems. Arms sales, total in 2012, $26.9 billion. Total sales, $28.3 billion. Profit, $2.6 billion. Employment figures, 88,200 people. Number 4. Raytheon. Arms sales, 2012, $22.5 billion. Total sales, $24.4 billion. Profit, $1.9 billion. 60,800 people employed. Number 5. Finally, arms sales, $20.9 billion. Total sales, $31.5 billion. profit $332 million, 92,200 people employed.
It is poverty and economic insecurity which submits human nature to the greatest strain. We know that it is lack of money in the hands of individuals to enable them to buy the wealth which is available, and not the lack of available goods which makes men poor. As our arrangements are at the present time, money is primarily distributed in respect of employment, which, as the glut has shown, is in many cases not necessary or even desirable. So that it is not too much to say that the causes of war and the causes of poverty amidst plenty are the same, and they may be found in the monetary and wage system, and that broadly speaking, the cure for poverty and the beginnings of the cure for war can be found in a simple rectification of the money system.
Despite the decline in military spending, the business of war remains a good one. The 100 largest arms producers and military service contractors recorded $395 billion in arms sales in 2012. These facts are compiled by Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, and can be read in the Times magazine with a link posted on the webpage for this show. For me, it shows that the financial system as it operates since nearly 320 years, making profit an absolute requirement for financial survival, will engender wars, if not between nations, also within society. In other words, and I quote C.H. Major Douglas here, humanity is in a permanent war with itself. The debt system must be replaced before we can change the situation. Thank you for listening to Kaput Radio. I'm Martin, and I very much regret the cold, brutal reality we are living with. Hope to catch you again.